I think even saying art, for me, how I got into art is quite tricky, because for me, I've always been a creative person, but I wouldn't apply the label of artist for myself up until maybe recently. Even then, it's quite tricky for me, but I got into it at the end of Corona. I was spending a lot of time indoors, and I've always wanted to have a hobby, but I couldn't figure out exactly what I enjoyed long enough to stick with it. So I found this hobby online and saw people doing it. And I thought, well, let me just try it. And then it grew and grew. And initially I was just in my bedroom, and it was very much in that hobby craft world. And the more I explored it, the more it grew and took on a life of its own. Yeah. It started very much from a practical point of view. I wanted to learn how to do something, and then I was figuring out the technicalities of it, and then exploring. Once I could figure out something, then I would figure out, okay, what's next, and how do I evolve the craft side of it? So that was really the first year of doing it. Before I was even figuring out what do I want to make, I was figuring out how do I want to make it, and what do I need to learn to make it in maybe a vision that I have for it to be able to achieve that. So it was really much learning that part first before I even got to the part of saying, okay, this is what I actually want to express, and I now feel like I can. I did try different things. I tried many hobbies over the years, and a lot of them were related to textile art, I guess you could say, or different textile crafts. And then when I started this one, I was sort of figuring out what are the fundamentals of it. And then, okay, how can I twist it on its head? How can I do something that's unexpected? So people make rugs on the floor. What if I made it more sculptural and it was on the wall instead? Or people make rugs with yarn. What if I tried to use different materials like fishing line or embroidery thread, or what if I added depth to it? So I started asking these questions more. You know what I did about a year and a half ago? I have a big frame, this one here, where I create works. And so I'd made something really big on there, and it took a lot of time and effort. And then I thought, oh, I don't know, I like it, but it's not really the direction that I want to go. So I said, what if I just filled that whole big frame with tiny experiments and with no plan in mind? The only thing that I will plan for is that I want to play. And in each little version, there's no set outcome that I want to get to. I just want to explore something different. So I spent about 6 months just playing. And a lot of the things that I made with that, I really don't like. They're sitting there taking up space in my studio here, and I have to figure out what to do with them. But I figured out from that little pieces from each experiment that I want to take further, or things that I realized, okay, I have a stumbling block here. I want to figure out how to do something. This is the next thing that I need to learn. So that was a very beneficial experience, just giving myself room to play and experiment. And then I figured out more. I landed on something. I said, okay, this is it. This is like, that's what I want to do now. So I think when I was experimenting a lot, what I would do is I would put on my earphones and I would listen to music or a book or a podcast, and I would try and get into this flow state. And I was really trying to move away from having a perfect picture in my mind of what I wanted to do, because that's how I approached it at first. I was like, okay, I have to figure out exactly what it is, and then I'm going to do that, and it has to look great. So I figured, okay, I'm just going to like go with my body, basically, and get into this flow state, and I won't have a plan, and I'll just like take it as it comes. And when I started doing that, I found the things that I was creating also took on a more organic form. And then I was really spending a lot of time meditating on meditation, actually. So really thinking about, like, why do I have so little time in my day about with just my own thoughts, you know, not anyone else's thoughts influencing me. And so I was thinking about nature a lot and walking in nature and trying to go on walks in nature. And then the forms that I started creating also started taking on more of these natural forms. So things that are maybe like a bit abstract, but feel related to moss or flowers, but in a sort of messy organic way. So yeah, it was kind of this meditating on meditation and then letting my body sort of create something, and then that ended up being something that I was more proud of than the things that I was creating when I had a, I would say, like a perfectionist's approach to creating something.